T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Christine Stewart is our political go-to guru from ctnewsjunkie.com. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, are you part of the panel for this?
I am not part of the panel for this. No, but it should be exciting. You know, it's the first time the two candidates have met on stage, and, you know, who knows what can happen.
To me, after talking to Mr. Stefanowski yesterday, I see these two gentlemen, their positions are polar opposite, but they're the same person.
You know, they can't go after each other for having millions of dollars, even though Mr. Lamont has millions more than Mr. Stefanowski has. So I think that kind of takes some of the attacks that we've seen in previous campaigns off the table. So nobody's going to be talking about how many bathrooms they have in their home. I think that there are some real policy differences there. And, hopefully people are able to see those tonight and they're highlighted tonight.
Are there, in a first debate, is it kind of like a boxing match where in the first round, I mean, unless you're Mike Tyson, you try to beat the crap out of the person. They kind of just kind of, kind of jab and don't try to throw haymakers. Or do you think somebody goes out tonight and tries to make an immediate big first impression?
I think that somebody's probably going to try to make an immediate impression. I think that the Guard Theater is kind of known for, obviously theater. So I think that the candidates are going to try to take advantage of that. And I don't think that they're going to, they may throw a few punches here or there. But they're probably going to try to take one another down.
And I'm sure we'll hear Mr. Lamont tie Mr. Stefanowski to Trump. And I'm sure we'll hear Mr. Stefanowski try to tie Mr. Lamont to Governor Malloy. Is that dangerous in either case?
Well, based on the Quinnipiac University poll, I think that we see that doesn't work. So voters in Connecticut are much smarter than that. And they know that they're either voting for Mr. Lamont or Mr. Stefanowski, and they're not voting for Trump, and they're not voting for Dan Malloy. So I think that I don't think there's a danger in doing that.
Right.
I just don't know if that's going to work.
We know that Bob Stefanowski used Tim Herbst to play the role of Ned Lamont.
Not sure that's going to work.
Yeah, right, exactly. Have we heard anything about how Mr. Lamont prepped for tonight's debate, or has he kept that pretty much state secret?
We have not. He has been in several debates, and I think that, probably some of his more contentious debates were back in 2006 when he was debating against Joe Lieberman. So he's been through this before. I think he's prepared. I think his staff is prepared. I'm sure they've done mock debates. I just don't know who's played Bob Stefanowski.
Christine,
that's a good question. I'll ask.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Christine Stewart, ctnewsjunkie.com with us here on The Morning Show. Jody Ambrosio, host and solo. Rayman will be back tomorrow. We've seen Lamont. We've seen both of these people in debates before. But when Mr. Stefanowski was in a debate, it's a five-person debate. How do you think his approach to the debate changes going against just one person as what he did in those, monstrosity gubernatorial debates on the Republican side?
Well, I think that he hasn't had the opportunity to have a real good grasp yet on public policy in Connecticut. And, he can say that he wants to eliminate the income tax, and that's a really easy thing to say. But being governor is about a lot more than that. So he's really had to study and kind of understand the Connecticut policy landscape. And, I think tonight's debate may test some of that. And he hadn't really had to demonstrate a lot of that in previous debates because there were so many candidates. You could only just get so many questions.
Well, exactly. I mean, there's like two, three questions and out. Tonight, I'm sure there'll be in an hour, unless the questions go forever, there'll be a lot more there'll be a lot more debates. From what you've seen, Christine, how has Lamont's campaign style changed from either 8 years ago in the Democratic gubernatorial primary or 12 years ago in the senatorial election?
I think Ned Lamont has become a better candidate. And I think, I think even Governor Molloy, who he ran against in 2010, will say that Mr. Lamont has a better grasp of public policy in the state of Connecticut than he may have when he first began running. In 2006 he was the anti-war candidate, and in 2010 they were running for an open governor's seat, and there wasn't a lot of in-depth knowledge of what was happening with the states back at that time.
And so, there's been a lot of talk about Oz Griebel not being involved, but Paul Schwinier in the Day wrote a story, I think it was a couple of days ago, explaining that it's pretty much their media partner, WTNH and MyTV9, their parent company that sets the parameters, and Griebel didn't meet that threshold.
Yeah, so they're blaming it on the corporate parrot Nexstar in Texas for setting out the parameters of any debate that's televised on that station. And it was really unfortunate that, what if Quinnipiac University hadn't come out with a poll? The only criteria Oz Griebel didn't meet was the getting 10% in the poll.
Right.
So if they hadn't come out with that poll, what would have happened? Would every candidate be on stage? And is it a political act of a media organization to exclude candidates who are going to be on the ballot in November?
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with you 100%. In the minute we have left, you're on the front page of your website, a big story from the Attorney General talking about state employees taking almost $11 million in a drug kickback scheme. That's a pretty big story.
Yeah, not a banner day for state employees yesterday.
No.
This was something that Kevin Limbo actually discovered back in 2015. He was like, why has our spending on compound drugs gone from $800,000 a year to $24 million a year? And so they began investigating back then, and they were able to figure this out, that people were getting kickbacks for using this pharmacy in Florida.
Interesting.
We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, exactly. Chris, thanks for the time. I appreciate it. Safe drive to New London. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks.
Christine Stewart, CTNewsJunkie.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.